Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Robert's Rules of Order. Fast Track by Jim Slaughter is a practical, modernized gateway into parliamentary procedure for people who need meetings to run smoothly without becoming procedural marathons. Building on the widely used Robert's Rules tradition, the book focuses on the essentials that show up in real rooms, how to make motions, manage debate, vote correctly, and keep discussion fair and efficient. Rather than treating procedure as a rigid script, it frames the rules as tools for clarity, equal participation, and credible decision-making. The fast-track approach is especially suited to board members, nonprofit leaders, committee chairs, student organizations, and anyone suddenly tasked with presiding or participating in formal meetings. Slaughter, known for training groups on meeting process, emphasizes straightforward explanations and quick access to what matters most during live discussions. The result is a user-friendly guide that helps readers reduce confusion, avoid common mistakes, and confidently handle motions, amendments, and tricky meeting moments, I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why parliamentary procedure matters in modern meetings. The book positions parliamentary procedure as a practical system for making group decisions that are orderly, fair, and defensible. Instead of assuming everyone shares the same expectations, it shows how a shared set of rules prevents confusion about who may speak, what is being decided, and when debate should end. In many organizations, conflict arises not only from disagreement on the issue, but from disagreement on process. A clear process protects minority voices by guaranteeing debate rights, while also protecting the majority by providing legitimate ways to conclude discussion and vote. The fast-track framing highlights that procedure is not about winning on technicalities. It is about giving everyone confidence that the result reflects a transparent process. The book also connects rules to modern meeting realities, such as tight agendas, hybrid participation norms, and volunteers with limited time. By emphasizing core principles like one item at a time, one speaker at a time, and clear wording of motions, it helps groups avoid side conversations, circular debate, and decisions that later get challenged. Readers learn to treat rules as a neutral referee that keeps meetings moving and reduces personal friction. Secondly, motions made simple, how business actually gets done, a central focus is demystifying motions, the building blocks of formal decision-making. The book explains how a member introduces business, how another member signals support, and how the chair states the question so everyone understands exactly what is on the table. It clarifies the flow from proposal to debate to vote, stressing the importance of precise wording and clear restatement before discussion begins. Readers are guided through common motion types that appear frequently in boards, committees, and assemblies, with attention to what each motion accomplishes and when it is appropriate. The fast-track approach prioritizes the motions people most often need in real time, such as approving minutes, adopting agendas, referring items to committees, postponing or closing debate. It also covers how to handle routine decisions efficiently without letting procedure consume the meeting. By emphasizing recognition, correct sequencing, and chair neutrality, the book helps both members and presiding officers avoid typical missteps, like debating before a motion is pending, voting on unclear language, or skipping steps that later invite disputes. The net effect is a meeting where decisions are crisp, recorded accurately, and harder to misunderstand afterward. Thirdly, debate, decorum, and the chair's role in keeping it fair. The book highlights the chair as a facilitator of a fair process rather than an opinion-driven manager. It explains how recognition works, why speakers address the chair, and how alternating viewpoints and time limits can keep discussion balanced. Proper debate rules are presented as safeguards. They prevent interruptions, personal attacks, and shifting targets that waste time and erode trust. The fast-track emphasis helps readers understand what is and is not in order during debate, including the difference between debating the motion and re-arguing unrelated topics. It also addresses decorum, showing how order is maintained so that everyone can participate without intimidation. Importantly, the book points toward practical techniques a chair can use to reduce heat and increase clarity, such as restating the motion, summarizing what is being debated, and redirecting comments back to the pending question. It also underscores that fairness means consistency, applying the same rules to friends and opponents alike. For members, it clarifies how to seek recognition, how to participate effectively, and how to challenge process concerns appropriately without derailing the meeting. This topic helps organizations avoid meetings that feel chaotic, biased, or dominated by a few loud voices. Fourthly, amendments, substitutes, and other tools for better decisions. Many groups stall because they treat proposals as all or nothing, when in fact, parliamentary procedure provides structured ways to improve a motion while keeping the discussion organized. The book explains how amendments work as a disciplined method for refining language, adjusting scope, or replacing parts of a proposal without losing track of what is being voted on. It distinguishes common amendment forms, such as inserting words, striking and inserting, and using substitutes. And it emphasizes the need to keep amendments germane, so debate stays relevant. Readers learn the step-by-step logic of voting in the right order, so the assembly decides first whether to modify a motion and only then whether to adopt the final version. This prevents confusion where people think they voted on the whole issue when they actually voted only on a change. The fast-track approach is especially valuable in live meetings because it reduces the cognitive load. Members can follow what is pending, what has priority, and what outcome each vote produces. By treating amendments as a collaborative editing tool rather than a procedural weapon, the book encourages more thoughtful outcomes and fewer regrets after the meeting ends. Lastly, voting, minutes, and handling. Common procedural problems. The book connects procedure to the end product of meetings, legitimate decisions that can be documented and acted upon. It explains voting methods and the importance of choosing an approach that matches the stakes and the organization's rules, such as voice votes for routine matters and counted or ballot votes when accuracy or confidentiality is critical. It also discusses how results are announced and recorded, helping readers understand what belongs in minutes and what does not. Beyond the ideal flow, the Fast Track Guide addresses practical problems that derail meetings, such as unclear motions, members speaking out of turn, attempts to revisit settled issues, or confusion about whether a motion passed. It introduces readers to procedural remedies that preserve fairness, including points of order, appeals, and ways to correct mistakes without escalating conflict. By focusing on the most common pitfalls, it equips chairs and members to respond calmly and consistently when things go sideways. The emphasis is on keeping the meeting moving while protecting rights and ensuring that records reflect the assembly's intent. For organizations that face scrutiny, legal compliance, or stakeholder pressure, this topic reinforces why accurate process and documentation are essential to credibility. In conclusion, this book is well suited for board members, nonprofit leaders, committee chairs, HOA officers, student government participants, and anyone who regularly attends meetings where decisions must be made transparently and recorded accurately. It is also a strong fit for people who feel intimidated by parliamentary language but still want to participate confidently and respectfully. The main benefit is practical control. Readers gain a clear mental map of how meetings should flow, how to introduce and refine ideas through motions and amendments, and how to protect fairness without letting process overwhelm substance. That skill set improves real-life outcomes by reducing wasted time, preventing avoidable conflict, and increasing trust that decisions were made properly. Compared with heavier reference-style rulebooks, the fast-track approach offers faster learning and better usability during an actual meeting, when you need answers quickly and clarity matters more than exhaustive detail. It is worth buying because it translates the most commonly used elements of Roberts-style procedure into a modern, accessible guide, helping groups run meetings that are shorter, calmer, and more decisive while still respecting every participant's rights. If you would like to support Jim Slaughter, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.